And so there shouldn't be anybody who is an elder who's doing it for the money, because you have the wrong motivation. It's not a career. And unfortunately, that's what it is for a lot. And they're just looking for a job, the best job they can find to further their careers. So they get better pay, better benefits, better retirement, you know, all that. That's not a proper motivation. So then picking up verse 8, Paul says, but, and so here's the contrast. He's going now from the negative characteristics that they're not to have over to the positive ones that they are to have. And so the first one is he must be hospitable. And in the Greek, it's literally love of strangers. So the idea of hospitality, you know, we all like our friends that we know, that we're familiar with. Hospitality is the welcoming of strangers, people that you don't know, that you're not familiar with. And then the next one is lover of good. And I think that's pretty much self-explanatory. And then the next one here is the elder is to be sound-minded. In other words, he's to be a reasonable, rational person, not off the wall in his thinking. And then the next thing is just or fair. And then he is to be holy, or what this means is to be set apart. The opposite of being holy and set apart is to be worldly. And so he is not to be a worldly individual. He's not to be a person who is into the things of the world, focused on the things of the world, and which is all what prosperity teaching is all about. And so they teach prosperity teaching because they want the things of the world for themselves, and that's how they justify it. And so they've got to justify their teaching, they have to have the fancy car and the fancy house and the planes and all that stuff to validate their gospel. But they are not set apart to God and godly things. They are teaching and involved in worldly things, materialism. And then the next one, last one in verse 8, is to have self-control. And so he's able to keep it all together, self-control. And then verse 9, we have he's to be adhering to the faithful word according to the teaching. The faithful word that is according to the teaching. In order that he might be able to exhort with the sound teaching and to reprove those who are opposing. So here we see the elder as an overseer also must be skilled, have the ability to exhort and to reprove with the sound teaching. And maybe we'll deal with the sound teaching here. The idea of sound, that word carries the idea of wholesome, healthy, that which is wholesome and healthy. The word healing comes from that word. And so what Paul is talking about here is the teaching or the doctrine that is sound, that is healthy, and we're talking about spiritually speaking, spiritually healthy, spiritually sound, spiritually wholesome. In other words, what do we think of when we're talking about our physical bodies and the food? When we talk about wholesome, healthy food, it is nutritious, right? And it is that which is compatible with how God created our bodies. You know, most of the stuff in the grocery store is not that. Most of the stuff in the grocery store is this adulterated, refined, manipulated stuff that is not anywhere near how God created it. And our bodies, it's not good for us. It causes all kinds of problems. It's probably the main reason for most of our health problems we have. Well, you have the same thing in the spiritual realm. you have the teaching or the doctrine which is made to nourish us spiritually. And so it is the nutritious, wholesome, healthy teaching and doctrine. And let's just go back to where this term is also used, back to 1 Timothy chapter 1. 1 Timothy chapter 1. And if we pick up kind of at the end of verse 10, we have this same term, the healthy doctrine or healthy teaching, sound teaching. Paul says, "And if there is anything different which is opposed to the sound teaching," and what is the sound teaching? "According to the gospel of the glory of the blessed God, which I was entrusted." So the sound teaching is in accordance with, consistent with, corresponds to the gospel that Paul was entrusted. And then if we go to 2 Timothy, and in verse 13, chapter 1, verse 13, here Paul tells Timothy, you hold the pattern of sound words which you heard from me in faith and love that is in Christ Jesus. So here Paul's instructing Timothy, hold to the pattern of the sound words which you heard from me. That's the sound teaching, the sound doctrine that Paul was entrusted with for us as members of the body of Christ. So as we turn back to Titus chapter 1, the elder is to be one who is adhering to the teaching of the faithful message. And in doing that, what is he using? He's using the sound, the wholesome, the healthy teaching to encourage and then also to refute or reprove the ones who are in opposition, opposing that truth. So you have the sound teaching and the elders to use it for to encourage. This word encourage or exhort, that's talking about the believers. And he's also doing it to expose, using the same truth to expose and refute and reprove anyone, be it believer or unbeliever, who is opposing the sound teaching. And so that's what he is using, this sound teaching, this sound, wholesome, healthy. And I think it's a good concept to relate it to physical food and our physical body and spiritual food in our spirit. And the idea of nutrition. So as we're looking at Paul's epistles, you get the most bang for your buck nutrition-wise. It's the most highly concentrated in terms of spiritual nutrition of anything in the Bible. And so if we look at at foods we eat in the physical realm, you make all kinds of choices. You have what's called cruciferous vegetables, like cabbage and kale and spinach and stuff like that, mushrooms. They have, per calorie, the most highly concentrated amount of micronutrients per calorie. Okay? Now, you can look over at your T-bone steak and you think, well, that's good for you, that's healthy. It is. It's got some nutrition in it. But per calorie, it doesn't compare. So you can eat not very much of this and get a lot of nutrition, and you can eat a lot of that and not get as much. Because per calorie, if you're on a calorie budget, you only have so many calories to spend. You eat these low nutrient per calorie things, you're going to get full before you get much nutrition. Get over here, you eat just a little, you get a lot for your calorie, every calorie you spend. The scripture is the same way. You can study all through the Bible, it is all nutritious. But there is no nutrition as highly concentrated for us to give us spiritual vitality and growth as what is in Paul's epistles. So you're getting more bang for your buck. when you're in there, and you're never going to get full. You know, you can eat cabbage and spinach and all that stuff, you know, and get a lot of nutrition. You know, this other stuff, you're going to be bloated before you get much out of it. And so that's the way we need to look at Paul's epistles in terms of our spiritual growth and spiritual well-being, health, is we need the most highly potent nutrients to do that, and that is Paul's epistles, the truth that was given to Paul for us. And it's made for us, just like God created in the natural realm foods made for the physical body. God gave Paul this truth specifically designed for us who are members of the body of Christ, for living in this present dispensation and also in this present evil age. Present evil age and the dispensation of grace. Okay, so the sound teaching, the healthy teaching, and so the elder uses it to exhort and encourage believers in their spiritual walk with Christ, and he uses that same truth to reprove and expose those who are in opposition to that truth. And like my father-in-law used to say, you preach them in and you preach them out. Both directions. Because the ones who are opposed, as you're preaching the truth, they're either going to come into subjection to it, finally, or they're going to leave. And that's how you keep a pure assembly. Most churches are full of unbelievers because they're seeker-friendly. It's geared towards unbelievers. That's not what church is for. Neil? All right. Well, that's a good stopping place right there.